You have a story about a woman who dreamed about a black widow spider. Tell me about that.
She was fascinating. She was one of my first into this book of God Still Speaks Through Dreams. And this dream had nothing to do with spirituality, but I found it so telling from the richness of the dream symbols. She came to me and she said, I'm having this dream, and my son is in a strange bedroom. I don't know where he is, but I don't feel comfortable. And you always ask, one of the first things I want to ask a person coming with a dream is, how do you feel when you're having this dream or right after the dream? She said, well, it wasn't very comfortable. And I said, okay, now tell me what goes on in the dream. She said, well, I see this big black widow spider, and it's crawling through the air ducts, and it goes, you know, the air ducts that kind of go above the door in a lot of rooms?
Yes.
Right, those grates. And it crawls through the ducts, and then it goes through the grate, and then it crawls over to this bed where my son is asleep, and he was a small guy in her dream. And it starts to weave a web around his eyes and his ears and his mouth. And then it suffocates him, and I can't get at him. And I'm banging at the door, and I can't get at him.
What a horrible dream.
Horrible dream. And she said it's just torturing her. And she had it a couple times, and she couldn't figure out what it means, and it's just eating her alive. And I said, first thing out of my mouth, and this, and I said, do you want me to just tell you straight what I think it means? Are you able to deal with that? She said, yeah. And I said, you and your husband are divorced, correct? And I didn't know this woman. She says, yes, how did you know that? And I said, and your son is living either with your husband around another woman, or he's sleeping at her house when he's not with you. And she said, yes, that's exactly what's going on. And the reason I was able to come at that so quickly was, one is the dream symbol of a black widow is 99 times out of 100 a female.
Right. How did you know she wasn't the spider herself?
Because she was able to see the spider coming through the vent.
Okay.
If she had told me she had the bird's eye view through the vent, now I would have had to take this in a different direction and wonder if she were the spider.
Okay.
But she was the observer. The very interesting thing about the web being wrapped around her son's eyes and ears and mouth were that she couldn't control what he was hearing and seeing or saying. And she was weaving this web around him in a way that was controlling his mind and pulling him away from her. And so all of this stuff that goes on when someone goes through a divorce and has the anger and frustration about a husband who's taken a kid on his nights and sleeping the kid over at somebody else's house comes out in the dream of a black widow. And so it was really very clear and very easy to understand, but people just don't quite know how to get over that hump of what it means. And once you can make the interpretation for them, then it's clear. And now she knows what to do with that. But until that time, she's dead in the water.
So here's the $64,000 question, Dr. Greg.
Yeah.
Why does the mind create all these symbols, these parables? Why doesn't it just clearly lay it right out? Why doesn't she dream of the woman, you know, taking her son and spending time with her son and doing all that? Why does the mind concoct a spider spinning a web?
I love that question. You know what? I love that question, and I would so love to give you the greatest profound answer in the world to that. I don't know. I don't know why it doesn't just trot us up to a blackboard.
And just do it.
Yes,
yeah.
And just write out there, hey, you're worried about your husband's girlfriend, you know, polluting your kid's mind. Instead, we get this theatrical presentation, and it's because, if there's anything I can get, it's because we are so polluted with all of the stuff that goes on that we can't just think like Mr. Spock in Star Trek and come up with this purely logical explanation. It comes out in this theatrical event where a spider is wrapping this web around him, and you know, and it's too bad because now we're forced to try to understand what all that means. And you're right. I just wish in the world we could do it the easy way.
Well, good thing for you. We dream the way we dream, huh?
Yeah.
And other psychologists.
Job security.
I mean, but it is true. I mean, we just don't dream in logic. We dream with all these interpretations and these. It's strange that how the brain works like that.
It is. And the more creative we are, the odder the dream.
Oh, really?
Yes. You take, you know, I mean, you take a mathematician, a science teacher, and you take a drama teacher, and you sit them down, and you analyze their dreams for a week, and you will be spellbound by the dreams the drama teacher has versus the dreams the math teacher has, who probably doesn't remember the dreams anyway.
So the math teacher, though, would still have strange interpretive dreams, right?
But relatively strange. Not nearly the strange dream the drama teacher has.
Not bizarre.
Right, not bizarre and just way out there and trying to figure out what this means. It's just kind of that left-brain logical thinker dreams more left-brain logical dreaming. That real creative, you know, grandiose, right-brain, creative person is dreaming stuff that's very difficult to track at times.